Hello and welcome to the Plus Special Guest Podcast number 6. And we promised it. It is here, the Infinity War special. Spoilers, of course, will be happening in this episode. So if you've not seen Infinity War yet, what the fuck have you been doing? But anyway, I always need to stop saying that, Paul. I was going to introduce you there, but I've noticed in nearly every podcast or intro or something, I say, but anyway.
But anyway.
Or so. Something like that, I don't know. But how's it going, Paul?
Great. I'm buzzing.
You're buzzing after your Mars protein bar?
Ah, that was disgusting. Ugh. I've still got a funny taste in my mouth. It was just protein. It didn't taste like a Mars bar. It was just...
You should have just got a Mars bar then if you wanted the Mars bar.
It was protein wrapped in chocolate.
Wrapped in a wrapper?
It was like, you know when you get like a really, like a kind of unofficial cheap advent calendar or an Easter egg? That kind of chocolate.
Oh. So it wasn't nice?
Nah. Horrible. But Infinity Wars?
Infinity War, even. Not plural. There wasn't two.
Well, I thought it was wars. There will be more wars in Marvel, surely.
Of course.
Yeah. Well, if you've been to see the film.
Which we have. Mm-hmm. And we can now officially make it a spoiler ep.
Yeah, we can talk about it.
If you've not seen the movie, go watch it and then come back and listen to us, of course. Right afterwards.
Yeah, if you're a hardcore fan, you should have seen it before now.
Yeah. So, I left a little teaser in the last episode about it on that we'll deep fry your kebab.
Ah.
How good was that?
Yeah. And the poster in the window.
Yeah,
in
the chip shop. I was so happy.
In Scotland?
Yeah. I didn't know. Like, I tried to stay away from as much press of this film as I could possibly. Didn't know there was going to be scenes in Scotland. Didn't know there was going to be a...
I think at the time when I seen it in the cinema, I sort of remembered someone saying they were filming somewhere.
Yeah.
But, like, that would have been, what, a year, year and a half before the actual film?
Mm-hmm.
Where was it?
I don't know. It was supposed to be Edinburgh.
Was it?
I don't know if that's where it was filmed. I don't know.
Maybe just
know
if, set or
if it was set somewhere else. Possibly filmed in England or Ireland or something.
I thought that was quite funny though.
Yeah, but it's good to get a wee mention in. You're like, yes!
Deep fry your kebab.
And it was perfect as well because it had the perfect chuckle in the in the cinema audience as well. And some guy behind me just went, yes!
My mate actually sat beside me. He didn't actually notice it. I'm like, because as soon as I seen it, I remembered you had said, like I'd forgot before the film. And then when I seen it, I was like, that's that thing Jamie was talking about. That was nice.
Mm-hmm. So what was your overall impressions? Because everyone knows how I thought about it.
I'm still processing it.
You're still processing it.
But, you know, I don't know, man. You've got it. You can't walk out and go, oh, that was shit.
It was like, amazing.
You know.
It was cinematic history. I
have heard people saying, like, yeah, but it wasn't worth 10 years. But I don't think you can think like that. You know, you've got to just take it as what it is. And they have built it up and then it justifies that.
I think the complete opposite. I think it was worth 10 years.
All the storylines just have kind of led to this just slowly. Some more subtle than others. But I just thought it was brilliant. What the hell
was
that?
I don't know. My throat made a funny noise. I think the complete opposite of that is... I think it was totally worth the 10 years.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I loved seeing the original Avengers teaming up with some of our new, you know, your Guardians, your Spider-Man, Doctor Strange. I thought it was awesome, and I sat there with the biggest grin on my face the whole entire time.
I actually didn't even get that absorbed into that. Like, that's a good thing, but I was sort of just so gripped with the idea of him like getting all this stuff, and then he gets one, and then he gets I'm like, fuck, you know. I was in that mindset. I was sort of like, shit, this is real. And did it kind of sucked me in. I thought it was happening.
Did you see the other Easter egg in it? I completely missed it until I read an article that the Russo brothers put Tobias from Arrested Development in it.
What?
Yeah, he was in. He was in one of the collectors, like sort of.
Miss it?
Yeah, he was in one of the collectors, like glass things, and it was
done. I feel like
it was a guy painted blue with the mustache and a pair of jean shorts on. Like, what? He's never nude, and I was like, oh no, I didn't see it. But
was that after he used the stone or?
No, it was before. It was like when they first.
Right.
Or no, was it?
Because that'd be interesting. If you know, it doesn't really change it that much, but you know, that scene, that sequence was quite funny. It tricked me, if I'm honest. I kind of fell for it. I don't know if I want to spoil that, even though this is spoiler.
Yeah, it's a spoiler episode. Spoil on you go.
You know, just Thanos.
No holds barred.
Thanos, like, you think he's dying, and it's like, But your brain's going, no, it's too easy.
Well, they even said that amongst themselves. They even said that amongst themselves. Went, well, that was easy.
Yeah, I did fall for it, but overall it was a good sequence. And it gave the Guardians a wee bit to do as well. You know, everyone I thought, I don't know, I would say everyone kind of got a good amount of... Obviously, not everyone's going to get, you know... I think Strange got a lot of screen time and was very good, actually, as well.
And before we get into the nitty-gritty of the film, and I can see that you've got thousands of notes in front of you.
Yes.
What was your standout moment of the film?
Oh, my standout film. Standout moment, sorry. I've actually written that in my notes. I don't know. For me, I thought the big battle in Wakanda was probably, you know, technically my favourite bit, just because there was so much going on. But I quite liked the bit when Captain America just sort of went for it, man. Just, you know, when he hit the two kind of mini-type shield things.
Yeah.
I don't know, something about that bit. And I kind of liked him with the beard and stuff and the difference in him. And he looked a wee bit colder and he wasn't saying too much. And, you know, but just that bit when he sort of went kind of rah and went mental. I quite liked that. That was my favourite bit. What about you?
I think, well, the bits you liked were quite grand. Mine are kind of not the biggest moments in the film, but the bit just like kind of for the geek in me was just like, yes. Like, see the bit when Thor and Star-Lord, Peter Quill, meet. I think that's brilliant. And Star-Lord's like, try to go, like, speaking nice, and he's like, what do you mean? I always speak like this.
This is my voice.
And the other bit is, see when Iron Man, Doctor Strange, and Spider-Man meet the rest of the Guardians on that planet. Totally forgot its name. And they start, like, fighting with each other, and Spider-Man's like, she's like, don't lay your eggs on me.
Is that not Titan? When they were on Titan?
Titan.
Aye. That was quite good, actually. Like, that was quite funny.
Who was it?
Mantis. Jumped on Thanos as well. That was pretty
good. He's running away from Mantis, and he's like, don't lay your eggs on me. I thought that's perfect.
That was
Spider-Man. Like, that's a kind of Spider-Man we've been waiting to see. Just one that's quick, witty, young. That was perfect for me. And again, that was just like a total deliverance to... I was like, yes!
I think they've sort of nailed him now.
Yeah.
Like, I rewatched Civil War, as I said I would. I watched it on the Sunday night and seen Infinity War on the Monday night. And I actually liked it a lot better. The only thing... There was just one Spider-Man line, if I'm being nitpicky. But overall, they've nailed him, you know, with the...
What was the one Spider-Man line?
I think it was like the bit... See the fight when... at the airport.
You're talking about Civil War, sorry.
Aye, and it was just something he said, like, no, Infinity War, sorry, it was perfect. I don't know, it was something like, I don't know, just like a throwaway line, and it had made no sense. Like, but then the other stuff that did make sense, like, oh, you're talking way too much, and, you know, that kind of stuff. It was just like, it looked like a deleted scene sort of thing they'd kept in. But the Russo brothers as well, oh my God. Nailed it.
They have nailed it. Nailed it.
Like, Civil War was just like a warm-up. But, like, I didn't really have that much reservations going in. I didn't think, oh, no, they're not going to be able to do this. Too many characters and too much going on. I didn't think like that going in. It could have happened, I guess. You know, if some other people had handled it or another studio, it could have happened, I guess. But I think they did really well. One thing I did notice, I don't know if I'm... It's just, you know, crazy, but... It didn't feel like now when you seen like the first Avengers and stuff, and then you felt like the world was in peril, and you seen buildings getting crushed and all that kind of stuff. It didn't seem there was too much of that, was that because the battles were in kind of
because
do you know what I mean?
One was on a different planet,
and because the bit in New York, I mean,
and then
you know it felt too empty there.
But I think that was because while Thanos is total destruction, it's not total destruction of like. Buildings and
it's
stuff.
More like subjugal.
It's people. He wants rid of people. And I think that's maybe why. Maybe they thought they'd let New York like live a bit, because how many times have they destroyed it?
True. There's only so many times you can rebuild it. And I thought he's henchman as well. Really good. At first I kind of thought, oh, they're going to be kind of cannon fodder, but the guy that was doing all the stuff with his mind, you know, I thought he was just like, when you first see him, I thought, ah, oh, he's just going to be like, you know, soaking up and gives all the speeches and all this kind of stuff. But he was pretty formidable.
Yeah.
I just thought everyone was good, really. I mean, no one was really kind of like, oh, that was not, you know, they could have done better.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone, and they nailed Thanos.
Yeah.
Absolutely nailed him. CGI as well.
Mm-hmm. The return of Red Skull was also...
That bit, I thought that was kind of weird.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't expect
that. I wasn't expecting it.
I did when I heard the voice.
But then obviously it wasn't Hugo Weaving. Like, he didn't want to get back in it because I think the makeup was one of these things. It was, what'd you call him again? I've totally forgot his name. He's in The Walking Dead.
So he did the voice, but not the
actor? No. This guy done it all.
Oh, right.
Because why can I not think his name? I'm sorry about this, but he is really good. Ross Marquand.
Right.
He's in The Walking Dead, but you should YouTube him. He does these like micro impressions.
Right.
He's like,
so he can do him.
Like, so I must have like channeled these sort of kind of impressionisms to kind of mimic him a little bit. Like Ross Marquand, I don't know if I'm pronouncing his name right, but that's if you YouTube him, he does these micro impressions where it's like all these celebrities that he does like 5-10 second impressions of. So it's like they're really, really good.
Nice. See, I kind of thought it might have been him when I heard the voice, even though I knew it wasn't him. But then I was like, I did think that was a weird sequence. It fitted, like, you know, it wasn't like, what the hell was that doing in the movie? But it was weird.
Mm-hmm.
It was quite weird, but it was good at the same time. That kind of puts me on another point.
Okay.
That's quite a bigger subject. What do you think of that?
What do I think of what?
Well, what happened in terms of him getting the stone with Gamora and stuff? Do you think that's finale?
Like we're never going to see it again?
Uh-huh.
I don't know. It's hard to, like, it's hard to see what's going to happen. Like, obviously, people will come back because they can't kill off that many people.
No.
Especially integral people. They've just, like, Spider-Man. When he goes, you're like, well, clearly they're going to bring people back. They just paid Black so Panther much money for him to come back. You know, there's sequels in the future lined up. I'm not sure about Gamora, maybe, but that's the thing with all the deaths that happened, even Loki's. Loki's was the first death to happen in the whole film. It seemed very final, but we've seen him die before and come back. And it's all to do with the Time Stone. Like, how, like, that, the Time Stone is the key to bringing everybody back. How are they going to use it? How far are they going to go back? Are they going to bring it back so Loki is alive? Are they going to, like, it's a tough one because we've seen some sort of photos come out of the next Avengers film, and it's they're in the old uniforms, captains well shaved, so you know there's going to be some time travel elements brought in as well.
Mm.
And you also know, this is obviously bringing in another point as well with Doctor Strange. Doctor Strange said that he saw 14 million.
That was going to be my point.
He saw 14 million different endings and only one that they won. And he ended up giving up the stone. And he did say at the end, before he sort of vanished into thin air, he said, sorry, Tony, but I had to.
Mm-hmm.
So,
see, that's what I was thinking. Going back a wee bit,
mm-hmm.
I'm going to just go on record. I think Loki's dead.
Right.
I think he is dead.
Okay.
Gamora, I'm 50-50. I think, see the people that turned to dust?
Mm-hmm.
I think they're fine. I think it's the people that survived I'm worried about.
Really?
Because technically, you know, if you think like Evans, his contract been up and things, mm-hmm. he survived.
Well, everybody whose contract's up survived.
Aye. Do you know what
Evans,
I mean?
Evans, Robert Downey Jr.
That. Aye. So I'm like, I don't know if that's wrong or right, but I think the people that turned to dust are okay. Mm-hmm.
And also,
so I wasn't that upset.
I want to know how he's getting back. How's he getting off that planet?
Oh, I know. But the thing I thought was interesting with what you said about Strange was, I think that's why he gave up the stone as well, obviously, because I think he's the only one that's seen how it's going to happen.
Yeah.
And he's maybe seen, folk have got to die,
mm-hmm.
but it's the only way to do it. And Iron Man's got to live, blah, blah, blah. And that's why he's sort of done it. But is that too easy?
I know.
You know, it feels too convenient. Like, anyone could work that out.
The problem, it might not be a problem. It's a problem, like, sort of thing about the Russo brothers might have for the second sequel is how they tackle a lot of this stuff. Because they can easily turn this film, which was absolutely epic, and probably, as I said, sits, still, even after I've came down from the high, I've seen it last week, it's still probably one of my favorite Marvel films. Like, it's, I think it's at the top.
I would say it's my favorite.
And they have this problem of like a second syndrome, like, you know, like second album syndrome, that kind of thing. How they're going to live up to that, and what the actions that they do to try and beat Thanos can completely undermine and undo the first film.
True.
Like, you don't want it to be like, oh, that's quite anticlimactic, they just done that.
See, so, that was my issue with the people turning to dust. I actually didn't really get upset. Although Spider-Man's was, you know, fuck, man.
Which apparently Tom Holland improvised.
Well, there you go. That was emotional as fuck. That got me a wee bit. But I had in the back of my mind, now they're going to be okay.
Yeah.
If there was maybe something that just, you know, threw you off and tricked like a red herring and basically said, nah, man, if they turn to dust, they're gone.
Yeah.
Then you'd be sitting greeting because there was that many people. It was like one after the other. But
I did have a wee tear in my eye when Spider-Man went.
I sort of think they're going to be okay. And I was doing a bit of research and stuff, just seeing what other people had thought. And someone said that, you know, like, see how when you seen them turn into dust, it was their souls were getting trapped in this soul stone.
So, okay, so they're actually in the stone.
So technically they're not dead. And, you know, their mortal form is dead, but then their souls are still in there. So that's a way they could come back. They could easily click their fingers like he did to kill everyone.
Yeah, to bring them back.
Reverse it to bring them back. And I think there's a good scene that supports that. You know, after he'd done that, he was in that kind of dream place, and it was Orangey Hue, which would signify that. And he was talking to a young Gamora. And technically, your soul would be take on any form, wouldn't it, really? You know, because it's more like innocent stuff. So it, you wouldn't really necessarily look like old Gamora or old Star-Lord or whatever. You would just have this like, avatar.
Kind of like his perfect image of her.
Exactly. Plus, he looked bewildered, as if he's like, where the hell is this? And it wasn't a dream or anything like that. So I don't know. I think that's a nod to possibly what might come. But then again, they could just do this.
But then, obviously, I'll try not to get into this too much right now. I want to come back to it later because it's more of what we think will happen in the next films. But I think Ant-Man could have a huge thing to play. And I'll get back onto that in a minute. We'll still talk about this film. We'll talk about where we think we're going next. How angry were you at Peter Quill?
It's kind of past now, a wee bit. But yeah, I was a wee bit. How about you?
Ah, what a dick. That's kind of ruined them for me. No, not that bad. Like,
I think you kind of have to let it go. Just take it as in the moment. You know,
he was emotional. He just lost the love of his life, kind of, maybe. I don't know.
His new life, yeah. short life.
The memes are quite funny though. Like, I saw one. It was like, you know, like it's like, thank you all for helping, not you. A picture of him.
Oh, I've seen that.
And then it was like the other. It was like the grades of like the Avengers. It was like top tier of who done the most, who at least. And then there was like the second bottom one was at least you did something, and then it was Peter Quill at the bottom, and it just said like complete bastard or something like that.
I think if you're being, you know, I was going to say hyper pedantic, but just pedantic, I don't think they wrote them that well. They sort of focused too much on the jealousy stuff with Thor, for played it for laughs,
which was quite funny, was good, and I liked that.
But you know, you made him a hero and stuff in the other ones.
I thought it was slightly out of character. However, I had this discussion with somebody that I work with, and I said, I thought it was quite out of character, and they said, no, the way they made him in the second Guardians of the Galaxy would fit in. And I was like, oh. And I think it's because I don't really think of it. I really dislike the second one much that I don't think about it.
He is quite narcissistic by nature, and no in a kind of serial killer way, but, you know, he has got that aspect to him. But I thought they redeemed him a wee bit. Because don't forget, he was going to kill Gamora. But Thanos used the reality stone to turn it into bubbles, or turn the gun into a bubble gun or something. So he was going to do it. So to me, I took a lot for that. I thought, whoa, shit. I didn't think he was going to do it. You know, I kind of thought that said a lot about him.
But yeah, that's what also...
That's a hero. Kind
of, like, yeah, so like he was willing to kill the new love of his life. However, got so upset when he found out she was dead.
Yeah, I know, that's the weird part though. That's what I'm saying. That's the writing though, that's weird. But that's probably one of the only parts, maybe, the film that sort of think, you know. But it's one of those things though, if you go crazy on it, mm-hmm. you know, if you dwell on it and start picking it apart and things like that. But actually, for a film that scale, there could have been a lot more. Especially the Scarlet Witch stuff and that.
Yeah.
You maybe could have slaughtered that, but that was good, man. Mm-hmm. And she was good as well.
She was brilliant. What's happened to her Russian accent? It's completely gone now.
It's just American.
It's just completely gone.
See, that's the thing. You just
not that it was great. Sorry, Russian accent, Sokovian accent. Maybe it's a Sokovian trait because Sokovia is this made up place. Maybe it's a trait that once you hit a certain age, your accent just disappears.
Well, it's like a Scottish thing, isn't it? Wherever you go, you just adopt the accent. You know, like when you go to Spain and that, you start speaking Spanish.
I don't think we do that at all.
Most people do. They go to England for a week and turn English.
Is that a dig at me?
No, just
because I lived in England for 3 years and you called me an English bastard when I came back.
Just this guy I knew.
Oh, really?
One time. Did she not only have that accent for Avengers?
Yeah, Age of Ultron. She only had it for Age of Ultron. She never had it in anything else, I don't think.
And she had to it stronger when Quicksilver was around, wasn't it? Kind of weird.
But it was very, it wasn't the best accent to be fair. It was very like.
I don't think she needs it though.
She doesn't, but it just seemed a weird thing
to set it up and then.
Yeah, to then just take it away. On you go.
I was going
to
say the only one that, man, Vision. I get it. And it's cool. But he could be a badass, man.
Could have been. I think like his death was one of the ones that I didn't really care about.
I did a little bit. But I know what you mean though. Like a little bit, you know. If it was Captain America or something, they did hint at that in Civil War though.
Yeah.
You know, their relationship and him becoming human and, you know, Puggles the brain. Mm-hmm. But I just mean because he can do all that phasing stuff and just, you know, that would have looked awesome, man.
He's supposed to be this extremely powerful person that could have done a hell of a lot more.
Can do anything, man, really?
Mm-hmm.
But is that because of what was happening in his personal life and stuff? It sort of takes the edge off, you know, and he's no...
But you could say that about most of the heroes. Like, see, lots of the times, like Doctor Strange, like, he can literally open up a hole in the ground and put you somewhere else.
He held back a bit, I thought.
Like, I think they have to do that because...
True.
If they didn't do that, there would be no suspense. There would be no film because they would just... But it is, like, it's really weird that you see them do these amazing things and then never go to do them again.
Because he mainly just made shields and stuff, didn't he? He didn't actually do too much attacking. Mm-hmm. You know, he was more defensive.
Yeah.
He was... I don't know, man. He was very interesting. Mm-hmm. As if he was, like, the key.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Just kept I think
there's going to be a big part to play. Again, I'll come back to this again with Ant-Man. And Doctor Strange, I think there's going to be a big part to play.
Yeah, I've got notes in Ant-Man as well, man.
I'll bring that up a bit later. Still don't know how Hawkeye is going to fit in at all.
But there's no Doctor Strange 2. I don't know. But yeah, we'll get onto that. The other thing I was going to say, where the hell's Hawkeye?
Well, that's the thing.
Have I forgotten something?
No, they've just kind of passed them off.
Oh, no.
But I don't know. I think he's still, I think that he's got a part to play.
I think he's amazing, even though he's got no powers.
I think he's got a part to play in the next film. I don't know if they'll keep him on. Obviously, everyone makes fun of Hawkeye because he has no powers. He's just a guy with a bow and arrow.
I think Jeremy Renner even plays the role perfectly. Mm-hmm. Like, and he was amazing in Civil War.
Well, maybe he'll end up coming back and he'll do something where he'll end up deaf because he's deaf in the comics.
And he's got a good dynamic with Black Widow as well. You know, whenever there's a...
Well, there's going to be... There is going to be a Black Widow solo movie. I'm pretty sure I read that.
Interesting.
So maybe...
He'll probably be in that, surely.
Yeah, he's got to be. How do they meet up? Especially when they say, like, is this going to be like Budapest again? Maybe we'll get to finally see what happened in Budapest.
I think in Civil War, though, he said he was going to spend time with his family or something.
Yeah.
But we don't know if they're dust. Or if he's even dust.
Just dust in the wind.
But then remember... who was it that said the Avengers? They told Bruce. They told him the Avengers...
It was Captain America was Captain said he went like Scott and
so that would explain Hawkeye. Okay.
Yeah,
you know, but I would have liked to have seen him.
Scott and Clint are doing their own kind of thing. Said
I'd like to have seen him, and I think he could have done damage in there.
I think also something we didn't really get to see, which was annoying because they showed you it in the trailer. Hulk.
That was my biggest gripe.
I think it was
wasn't enough Hulk.
I think it was quite funny when it's like trying to get him to come out and he's like, no!
And
I think it's because deep down he knows that that Hulk cannot beat Thanos.
I think he was scared.
Yeah.
Thanos literally...
But
Thanos
in the trailer it shows you Hulk running with the Captain America and all that in Wakanda.
I know, I thought that was weird. He kicked his arse though.
Mm-hmm.
A wee bit too much, I would say. I mean, he produced blood, if that's even a thing. Hulk blood.
Yes,
Hulk blood. He did have green liquid on him, so I mean, it's got to have been blood, but I don't know. We've got to see him in the next one. We've got to, man. There wasn't enough. And the Hulkbuster thing wasn't enough.
Well, he didn't go anywhere, did he? He's still here.
No, he's still there, right? Yeah. But I think we need to see him even just kill some minions or something. Mm-hmm. You know, he doesn't need to defeat Thanos. Mm-hmm. That's not the way he's going to go, anyway.
And Thor came in, proving himself as the mightiest Avenger, the ultimate Avenger. Oh, he was fantastic. And how good was Peter Dinklage's...
That was good, actually.
I said that in the last podcast where I said... That was a character I was not expecting. Like I said, I've stayed away from press. I did not know he was in it.
As soon as
I saw it, I heard the voice, I was like, no way, is Peter Dinklage in there? He also plays a giant. A
giant dwarf.
It was amazing. I was so happy.
Technically a dwarf, but he's a giant. Aye, that was brilliant. Interesting segment as well. Mm-hmm. Like, nice line as well. He was saying a bit like Thanos killed everyone but left him. And, you know, messed his hands up, basically saying, your hands are mine. Like, you can't make another weapon for it. That was quite cool. But Thor, man, Thor's the best thing in Marvel now for me.
I'm a bit annoyed he's got his eye back. Like, I quite dig the look with one eye.
I quite liked it as well, but I don't know, that didn't feel that necessary. It set up a joke, but did we need it?
No,
you know, I don't know, because they sort of ignored the CGI as well at one point. It was his real eye.
Was it?
Like after that, it was sort of like, hold on, that's just his real eye. What the hell? Quite funny though,
yeah,
the overall sequence. But how good was that axe, man?
See when he comes into the battle in Wakanda and it's lightning and everything, you're just like, oh, fantastic.
We grew it. I mean,
yeah,
because I don't care who you are, you can say it's funny and whatever, but pretty much 9 times out of 10 people are gonna hate this new group because he's like a teenager, and you're just like, oh, you're a wee asshole. But he stepped up, man. You know,
not only did he step up, see when he turned into the dust kind of thing, who didn't have a little tear, like a little well up when Rocket was going, no, not again, I can't lose you again kind of thing.
It's just because they make him so damn cute. It's like,
I like that you kept calling him Rabbit.
Aye, that was quite funny.
Yeah, Rabbit.
Their relationship was good as well, actually.
I love Thor. I would see after this whole mess is over, how good would a Guardians of the Galaxy film be with Thor in it?
Oh, yeah.
It would be amazing. And it has to be co-directed. I don't want just James Gunn or just Taika Waititi. I want them both.
Oh, my days.
That.
No.
Aye.
I don't think I can handle that.
It would be amazing.
That might blow Infinity War out there.
Well, this is one thing that I also want to know is, where is Korg and where is Valkyrie?
Where's the Ravengers?
Because it shows you everybody dead at the start of the film on that ship, but we didn't see either of them like lying about or anything like that. And I think Korg's too good a character just to even though it's just a background character, it adds a little comic relief. He was too good to just like one film only, and the same as Tessa Thompson as Valkyrie, she was brilliant. I want to see more of Valkyrie. But that would be a good mix up with the Guardians as well.
I'm going to say they were off the ship before that happened.
Oh, okay, they got away. They got the escape pod.
They would have surely worked that out.
And Meek as well.
And I kind of thought like Heimdall's death was awesome, but I could have felt you could have easily died in Thor Ragnarok as well. But that was quite an important death and quite an important act that he did, like putting the Hulk to Earth and stuff. Because
when you think about it,
or could he?
The remaining citizens of Asgard were on that ship, and it was Asgard or the people, not the thing. So is that just Asgard now has completely wiped out?
I mean, I guess Thor still carries.
Because this is why I was thinking about Loki might not be a goner as we think, because if we use the time stone that back to restore everybody who was on that ship, that includes Heimdall and Loki.
Yeah, but. The other thing to factor in is if you do that, you make that whole film's events worthless.
I know. And that's the dangerous game the Russo brothers have.
So that's how I'm thinking Loki's dead. You know, well, technically, yeah, he's dead. He's got to be because the ship blew up stuff. He can't just float through space. And you've seen him, his neck broke. But yeah, if they do that, what you're saying, then I don't know, it's dangerous because then it's sort of like, F you.
Also, I don't know how the time stone works. Can it only do so much?
Well, they did use it in the film, I remember, but it was only for like a minute, or a couple of minutes, something like that. I don't know. I guess it would depend on the wielder. But I kind of said that to someone that was asking me, and I says, maybe there's more going on than we think. Mm-hmm. Because he asked me an interesting question. I thought, I didn't think that at the time. I thought, that's interesting. He said, see, when Thanos clicked his fingers, does he choose who dies?
No, I don't think so. I think it's the stone.
No, I think the stone.
That's why he's gone, which means the gauntlet will be lying there, surely.
Well, that's it. Maybe. But there's also the other thing is, if you look at it as like, right, the stones were sort of made or, you know, came into existence to develop a balance. Mm-hmm. They weren't made for evil. They weren't made for a weapon, right? So it's for balance, and Thanos thinks he's balanced, and obviously, you know, mm-hmm. warped view of balance. But is it like the Force? So the stones have a certain amount of maybe pull in the galaxy, so they've killed select people that they know can come back or something? Or is that too...
I think that's too...
Too deep?
Too, that's too deep.
See, I started to think like that, and I'm like, shit, stop. Because mm-hmm. like, they maybe know they're getting like wielded by evil, mm-hmm. so they're only performing this. I don't know, like, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. I don't know. Sounds bizarre. But I think there's someone in the background too that we don't even know, but there's got to be, man.
Well, the final after credit scene.
No, I mean beyond that.
Beyond Captain Marvel.
Oh, aye. That was nice though. I mean, like, you know, like a god, because mm-hmm. there's got to be other things.
Well, that can... maybe it's one of the Watchers or something.
Well, I see. I was thinking them because they've been hinted at. Mm-hmm. Nova's been hinted at. I know mm-hmm. he's not like, you know, going to be that scale. He's more kind of what, Spider-Man / Iron Man type, maybe mm-hmm. a bit more powerful. So that was interesting. I think Nova's been hinted at, and the Captain Marvel thing was interesting. I'm quite hyped about that, actually.
Well, see, Captain Marvel was like, I'm a huge fan of Brie Larson. Mm-hmm. Like, I am in love with her.
Marry me. I liked her in Kong Skull Island. She was really good in that.
But it was never a film that I was really that hyped about. I was like, okay, uh-huh. It just seemed like another...
Yeah. Another I'm hyped Marvel now, film. Though, because of that.
Because of that, and the fact that it looks like a lot of it might be based like in the 90s.
Oh, it is. It's not. Uh-huh. They said that. Oh, it is. Aye. So that's what got me hyped, because they said it's set in the 90s. You see her haircut as well.
It looks like that to me sounds amazing, and I'm really want to see it.
I think what they're going to do is probably just jump back, because they're sort of like, nah, everyone's had all this, mm-hmm. so we'll jump back. And then when the new one comes out, she'll be up to date. Mm-hmm. But she's interesting because she got her powers from space, like from an alien. Mm-hmm. So that's going to be interesting, because she's probably like Superman, but well, like Superwoman, mm-hmm. you know, that type of. So she could tip the balance, but they need more people in the mm-hmm. the roster for sure, because they obviously, you seen that, they didn't have enough.
Yeah.
Thanos kind of walked through them at points. I did think though, see the sequence, if we're going back again to Titan when they were trying to get the glove off.
Yeah.
How comic book was that? That's
so good.
I was like someone just holding open a comic book and you're like,
I was looking at the panels.
You know,
yeah.
I was like,
it was good.
It could have been cheesy though. Mm-hmm. It could have been wrong. You know, you could have been like, oh my God. But they nailed it, mm-hmm. I thought. And then the fact they nearly got it and you're like, ah! You know.
Damn you, Pink Quill.
Brilliant. Mm-hmm. Ah, you ruined that bit, to be fair. Again, you just reminded me. But I think showing you his planet and stuff as well was good, because they humanized him. Mm-hmm. I kind of thought, no, he's just going to be like this unstoppable force, man. But he skipped and stuff. He had a lot of talking. He showed emotion. Mm-hmm. You know, the only thing, he didn't show like empathy or, you know, mercy, but he showed like mm-hmm. actual tears, which I didn't see coming.
Yeah.
As well. And the CGI was amazing. The only thing is like, he was holding somebody's head at one point. It was a female, I think.
Was it? I can't remember.
I can't remember. He was holding something. Yeah, it looked a bit odd. Oh, really? Or maybe not even Hulk, because it was like CGI.
Yeah,
on CGI. Aye. But I mean, other than that, considering he's all CGI.
So have you got any more points you want to make on the film before I start talking about where I see this going?
I've got a couple on that, so I'll jump in
there. Yeah, on you go.
With that, but right, so we've covered that. I think we've kind of covered everything, really. Because we kind of said, where was Ant-Man in this one as well? Mm-hmm. We said the Infinity Stones, blah, blah, blah. Yeah, I think we've pretty much hit everything.
So where I see this going is going to... Obviously, we've got the next Marvel film due out is Ant-Man and the Wasp, which is going to take place before the actions of what happened.
Aye. That's a given.
I also think, how good would it be if this film ended with the Wasp disappearing? Just to link it all back in. Like, they'd, whatever... They're obviously, it's against Phantom. Is it Phantom they're called? The person's called?
Ghost.
Is it Ghost? Ghost. Okay, I'm thinking of Phantom Zone. So the goat, like, they finally, whatever, defeat Ghost. And then they're like, yeah, good job. And then, boom, she just starts to, like, disappear. You're like, that's got to be the end.
Well, that could be interesting, actually.
But how I think that Ant-Man... That'd be
hard to work in, though.
Yeah, how I think Ant-Man and how this is all going to come about is, like, as you were saying, where did Thanos go? Where did all these people go? Well, this brings in the Doctor Strange and Ant-Man kind of Phantom Zone, minuscule, you know, like when, because we're sure when he was in, when in the first Ant-Man film, when he goes really tiny and he's in a molecular level and he's in whatever zone it is and you see the shadow of Doctor Strange, that's got to be a hint to something.
True. It didn't and feel I think, like a, you know, a blindy stick. Yeah,
so I think they're going to use this somehow and also bring in the multiverse. Where they'll bring in certain...
Then it's going to get really mind-boggling.
It's going to get... like, it'll be hard to get your head around, but I think that's where I think I can see it going, how they're going to bring in Ant-Man, because I think Ant-Man's got a big part to play in the fourth Avengers film.
I hope so. I did miss him in this. And it, you know, you miss that wee touch... Like, they, when they done it in Civil War, like, you know what they do with effects and stuff. Like, he'll shrink a truck and throw it and then make it large. And, you know, all that kind of stuff would have been brilliant. I guess it's like what you said earlier. It would be just be too much to squeeze into one film. But I think they will tie it. I think they've got to. I think everything coming out now surely is going to...
Well, they've got to tie it in because it seems a bit weird having the... I think in the timeline, when you look at the films, it seems a bit weird that this film is coming out after Infinity War. Like, I feel like...
Yeah, it feels like it should be before.
Yeah. No. Like, swap the places around even a wee bit. But there must be some sort of link or something that they do in that film that'll help them bring in. So, like, because obviously he's going with size and he can go really tiny, really big and all that. And we've seen him, like, where he enters, like... what is the name for it? I'm saying Phantom Zone. I don't even know if that came from Marvel or not.
It popped in my head when you were talking and then... No, Phantom Zone's Superman. I'm going to send you to the Phantom Zone.
Also, it is. I'm thinking of Lego Batman.
No, it jumped into my head there, and then it went.
When he went really
subatomic.
Subatomic. That's it. When he went subatomic and went.
I remember.
Because that's where apparently Hank Pym's wife is. I think they're going to bring in this somehow.
But I think that's what's made. So the trailer says that, like with Ghost, it kind of it's like it's made her insane or something. So it can do that to you. Like, you just don't want to go there, basically. I think it has to tie in. It has to, because I did miss him and think he could have got the gauntlet off too easy though as well,
because he's tiny. He could have just nicked one of the stones and ran away.
I just like went in the gauntlet and then went big and pushed it all. I don't know, some but that'd been too easy. But I think it will tie in definitely. And then obviously Captain Marvel, you know, the post credit scene, sending the page out to her. So that implies she's been there the whole time.
Maybe she's
perhaps in the shadows.
Perhaps she's not been watching Earth, apparently. She's doing she's been doing lots of other things, and she's obviously been on call for Nick Fury at any point just to
call on her. I thought that was interesting.
Yeah.
The fact he knows about her and stuff.
Yeah.
Because you didn't really see him in Civil War and things, and you thought, oh, right, you forgot about it. And then you've seen him there. And bring Maria Hill back as well. But that's the bad thing. Because if we're going to get Ant-Man the Wasp, right? And then what, 6 months maybe? Then Captain Marvel? That means we're going to have like a 2-year wait.
No. Infinity War. 2019 Infinity War. They were filmed back to back.
So we're going to have 3 films? Wow.
This is still 2018, so we're going to have two more films this year.
Oh, are we?
All
right.
I think Captain Marvel's 2018.
See, I thought Ant-Man and the Wasp and Captain Marvel were 2019.
No, because Ant-Man and the Wasp's out in June.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Right, okay.
I'm sure.
So Infinity War will be this time next year then?
Roughly,
yeah. Right, okay, right.
Well, so Infinity War Part 2 or whatever they're going to call it.
Aye. I think they said they dropped that. They've dropped the part two name. They're going to come up with a... Apparently, I think Kevin Feige said that they've had to keep the name secret because there's too many spoilers attached to it. So I think they're going to wait until so much... like so. Basically, once they think enough people have watched the new Infinity War, and then they'll drop the title. I mean, not drop the title.
Name
the title.
Right, okay. That's interesting. Mm-hmm. Why would they do that then?
So it must be something relating to this Infinity War that we watched. Like, maybe it...
You would only know if you'd seen the film.
Yeah. I can't think what it would be.
I know, that's a weird choice, isn't it? Because it was part two. Mm-hmm. Maybe just to jazz it up a wee bit.
Maybe it'll be called The Final Avengers.
Could be. Could be.
Seen it started with Captain America, the first Avenger.
Yeah, because it is, it does beg the question as well, where do you go after this?
Well, technically it started with Iron Man, didn't it?
But you know, it's different when you're watching, like, you know, you're watching, let's say, a cartoon or an animation series or something. You've got, like, someone shows up and, this impossible villain, and they kill... Maybe it's a 2-3 episode type thing, and then but then someone else comes along. Mm-hmm. It's not the same in movies. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, if we seen Thanos and then just say he gets defeated and everything's hunky-dory, and then the next year, Avengers, and it's like this whole new villain. Mm-hmm. You're sort of like, So it could be the end.
Mm-hmm. It'll be interesting.
To a degree.
To a degree. I think we're going to see Chris Evans leave. We'll see Anthony Mackie step up to be Captain America. Like from Falcon going bald. Captain America.
What happened? Do you think they're going to do that though? I mean, in the movies?
It happened in the comics. So.
No, I know, but
I think Chris Evans will step
just
away
to
from
refresh it all.
Yep, I think Iron Man. Tony's going to go. I don't think anyone will properly replace him.
Yeah, because Rhodey's too old as well. War Machine. So I mean, that's kind of not really an option. Spider-Man will probably stay Spider-Man.
Spider-Man will stay Spider-Man.
Ant-Man probably.
Ant-Man will stay. Aye. Doctor Strange, I think, will stay.
I don't know, I'm on the fence about him.
Benedict Cumberbatch is quite a popular actor, and it seems quite hard for an actor like that to be tied down to a franchise. Aye. So maybe that's one that might be, maybe.
Unless
maybe,
they just use him here and there.
Yeah, like he might not want a full film thing. Maybe it'll just like, it'll pop in.
Because that'd be easy enough to do. Man.
Yeah.
And then obviously we need to see what happens with Gamora and stuff.
Mm-hmm. I think the Guardians, they're safe. I think there'll be another Guardians film. I have no doubt about that. I'm just trying to think.
I think Drax would be the only one I'd worry about.
No, I don't think
possibly.
So.
Possibly. If we're just talking age, you know.
Nah.
Black Widow, maybe?
No, because I think she's set to get her own
film. I think
film,
if she wasn't getting
unless
that...
Unless that's in the past.
If she wasn't getting that, maybe, I would say, yeah. And same with Hawkeye. No, that's not that I want to see that. But obviously Black Panther just getting his own film and stuff, you know he's not going... That's why I'm saying I'm not worried of it if people turn to dust. I'm worried about who survives. You know,
maybe that's the ultimate sacrifice to save everybody that turned to dust. They have to kill themselves.
Oh,
maybe they have to use the stone where like they sacrifice themselves for.
That just made me think of something actually. When Doctor Strange saved Iron Man,
he's
ready to go, man. Like, you know what I mean? Yeah. He was accepting it. I thought he wasn't sort of like, this can't happen to me. I'm Iron Man. It was sort of as if, no, I've done my best. I've done, you know, this. I've done that. You know, and I've gave 100%.
So maybe I want a solo Hulk film though with Mark Ruffalo. That's annoying.
Oh, there's so much they could do, man. There's so much. Did that not get spoken about at one point?
I don't think so. I think it's just because he had a big part to play in Thor Ragnarok.
My, well, he was a big part of that. See, I thought that's why they did that with this film, to sort of give Ruffalo some screen time. You know, I thought that's why they kind of...
I don't know. But that is one way to put it. But then if that is the case, that means the Ant-Man, the next Ant-Man film would be the last Ant-Man film.
Hmm. I don't think of that. Speculation.
There's
only one man that knows.
I don't even know where I got... I just decided maybe that's what it's... I'm not Kevin.
He's the only one that knows.
Stan Lee probably knows.
Probably. I'd love to be in his mind. Mm. What did you make of the Stan Lee cameo?
It was all right. It was funny.
I wouldn't say it's the best one.
No. I heard...
It was good.
What was that? Was I listening to a podcast or did I see something on Facebook or something of what the best Stan Lee cameo would be that they've never done? And it's... He would have him as a janitor.
or like a cleaner, cleaning Thor's apartment in like Manhattan or something, and then he picks up Thor's hammer and like dusts under it and then puts the hammer back down, like not realizing what he's just done, kind
of
thing.
Awesome. Because he wouldn't know what the hell it was.
Yeah.
That's interesting. Mm-hmm. I think my favourite one's The Amazing Spider-Man when he's fighting the lizard and the library and he's just got like headphones on and stuff.
Have you listened to Doug Love's movies at all recently?
No.
Because in Doug Love's movies they talk about this and that was the very... They said what was their favourite Stan Lee and that was the very one that was mentioned.
Oh, well, that's mine. Mm-hmm. It's got to be mine. Bus driver one. That's quite good.
I don't know. I like the one in Deadpool's good.
Oh, actually, that was good.
When he's the DJ... at the strip club, or you've got...
I want to see Deadpool in Infinity War. I know it's not going to happen. Deadpool 2 looks good, though.
It really does. It really does.
So is that this year?
Yes, that's this month. So that's like in 2 weeks' time.
Deadpool.
But Deadpool's obviously Fox.
Yeah,
so.
You know, but still...
But Fox is now owned by Disney.
Yeah, it still gives you your comic book, you know, fuel. So you've got Deadpool to look forward to. Mm-hmm. You've got Ant-Man and the Wasp.
Captain Marvel.
Captain Phasma? What? Bad memories. Captain Marvel. You know, so looking good.
Mm-hmm.
Well, would Guardians 3 be?
No.
2019? That'd be 20, maybe.
I think it'd be 2020 if that was to be a thing.
Yeah.
I'm sure it would be. James.
I don't see why not.
No.
I don't see why not. They may just take a little bit longer break.
We've got some amount of good films coming out since Solo. I'm looking forward to Solo so badly.
I wasn't. But I am now.
Got after the trailer.
Yeah, I mean...
I think I always was. I liked the castings.
I've sort of enjoyed the anthology films. I mean, I loved Rogue One.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Your man Edwards. He's just a genius when it comes to scale and things. Like, he even showed it in Godzilla. I loved that. But The Last Jedi and Force Awakens didn't really do it for me.
Yeah, well, you can hear all about my opinions on The Last Jedi. On plus special guest number two with Sanjeev Kohli.
Yeah, I think we could really do a separate podcast on that, but I think it's, you know, search YouTube, it's all been done. Mm-hmm. It's all out there. But you've just got to keep hoping, I guess. But Solo does look good. I'm just hung up on who's playing him because I've seen the other guy. And it's like, I'd be lying if I said I knew either of them before this. But see, when you see YouTube clips of the other guy, he's like he's Harrison Ford's son. It's so scary. So, like, he mimics him.
I can't
stuff.
Pronounce his name. It's like Alden...
Alden Ehrenreich or something.
First film I saw him in was Hail Caesar.
I've never seen him.
And in Hail Caesar, I was a film I wasn't a huge fan of. Mm-hmm. However, he stood out in it, and I thought he was really good. And when I heard he was in line to play Han Solo, I was like, yeah, I'm all for that.
Mm-hmm.
And I think the trailer's shown you how good he can be.
Mm-hmm.
And... No, I'm really pleased with that casting. And I'm also really pleased with Donald Glover as Lando Calrissian.
Aye, that's a given. Mm-hmm. My big thing is just watching someone else playing Han Solo because Harrison Ford's just... whether he hated it or no or whatever, just because he was so iconic with the role.
Mm-hmm.
But I can't say anything about the guy because, like I said, I've not really seen any of his films. But honestly, see if you see that other guy, it's so scary
because
he did this film. And it's like, it's not even trying to be Harrison Ford, and he's talking to this chick in a car, and he talks like him, he mimics him, he does his facial, and you're just like, what the hell?
Mm-hmm.
You know?
The only problem,
it's really weird.
The only problem I got from the trailer, and I think it's something that these anthology films need to watch out for, because they're falling down a wee slippery slope here, is it just seems that they're trying to outdo each other. Well, not outdo each other, it seems like they just have to get a robot that's the comic relief.
Aye. And they look, they're hyper slick and, you know, very visual and, you know, fast and people hanging onto their seats and explosions and all this kind of stuff as well.
But it's the comic relief robots things that, because obviously Alan Tudyk.
They nailed it in Rogue One, though.
Well, that was Alan Tudyk. And then you've got, oh, God, who is it that's the robot this time? Oh,
I've not really paid much attention, to be honest with you.
I can't even remember. I don't even know why. But, like, it's another character you can imagine be quite really funny in the role.
Mm-hmm.
But they need to watch themselves with just these funny robots.
I know, because it's like a formula.
Yeah.
You know, and it's like rinse, repeat, and do the next one. Mm-hmm. I'm quite excited to see young Chewbacca.
Mm-hmm.
That's because he was awfully underused. And
did you see the posters that they released?
The Last Jedi?
No, for this one. What was it?
Oh, yeah, the gun thing.
No, and so it was the Solo posters, and it's like, it's like all the actors saying who they are and all that, and then on Chewbacca's one it just said Chewbacca, and you're like, I've got a feel for the actor playing Chewbacca. He's not even getting a name.
I thought you were going to say it just said ah.
No, that would be funny.
Him just shouting.
So on the last show I also mentioned that I was going to watch Happy on Netflix, that it was just on Netflix. I binged it. I've finished it. It's outstanding.
Brilliant. And it's on my list.
It is really. However, for some reason, I was confused myself. Like, in the last one, I said that he sees a blue donkey. But in this, it's like a wee horse. It's essentially like a unicorn. And then I was like, was that always the case? Why have I got donkey in my head? I'm pretty sure it was a donkey. I remember telling people before it was even a program, like, read this book, it's got this blue donkey.
It's got a blue donkey.
So I went and got the comics that I've got out the cupboard, had a look. Nah, it looks exactly the same as the TV show. I have no idea where I got donkey from.
Just perpetrating false information everywhere. Oh, well. You're famous for that.
I'm the famous one for that, aye. But no, honestly, watch it. It's really good. It's really out there.
I only watched the trailer.
How they've done it is brilliant.
It's really good. It's only like 8 episodes or something.
Yeah, it's quite short. You can do it quickly. That's obviously, I've done it in a week. Yeah, definitely watch it. And I also, saying that we're still talking about kind of film and that, I went and saw Quiet Place.
Mm.
And I know you've seen it. I'm not one for horrors, but I really enjoyed it.
Near my heart, but I wouldn't say it was exclusively horror.
Mm-hmm.
There was a few jumpy bits. But it sort of started treading into sci-fi for me. At one point.
I jumped right out my seat at one point. I thought I'd be embarrassed. But like there was a guy sitting near us. He had his head in his hands the whole time. Some lassie behind us was like, "Oh fuck!" Everything. I'm not a huge fan of horrors because I've always said that I'm a shite bag. I'll happily say I am a shite bag. But I was gripped with the story. I like how it was done. How it's completely silent.
Mm.
It was really good. I'm surprised it's been this long for a horror film to actually do that, where it's just silence and got to be quiet.
I know, it sort of feels like, why did no one think of this, like, 20 years ago?
But, like, I really liked it. The only, like, thing is the monsters just kind of looked like the Demogorgons from Stranger Things.
I said that coming out. I said the only thing, the monsters felt a little lazy. They did feel just Stranger Things, but, like, maybe on steroids a bit, but, you know. Because in Stranger Things, you could argue they're blind to an extent. I think it's not really spoken about, but they kind of hunt you old school, as in scent, and they hear you making a noise and that kind of thing. So I was very similar, but they walk upright, I think, Quiet Place, I think, parts as well. How good was the scene at the start on the bridge?
Oh, yeah, that with the kid plays with the rocket. Man. Oh, I know.
That was like grim.
It was
really dark.
I honestly was really impressed.
Like, I sort of just looked at my mate at that point and went, it's begun.
And it was one of those films that kind of stayed with me for a wee bit. Like, I have a Fitbit on, it tracks my heart rate monitor. When I left the cinema going down the stairs, my heart rate was still at 113. Fitbit was telling me I was
hyperventilating.
I was burning fat. I was like, all right.
Through fear.
Just through fear. Just my heart going, bah. And it didn't calm down for a good 20, 30 minutes.
Oh, well. Could be excitement as well. I quite like the touch with the hearing aid and you know, they're obviously tapping into like electromagnetic stuff with the hearing and that, and you know, I thought that was quite interesting. But because I knew nothing going in, I sort of went, do you know what? I just want to see how they do the sound, if they do music, you know, that kind of thing, how they do the dialogue. I was sort of had like zero expectation and, you know, I just wanted to see that because the sound, the curiosity. But I thought it was brilliant. Well written as well.
See the bit in the car and she turns her hearing aid off, you just go, oh no.
I know, but that's classic. And then you're sort of like, get it back on.
It's like, come on, you've just killed your dad.
No.
I felt like that at the end. I was like, man, she's responsible for dad's death and her little brother's death. No, I'm joking, that's not nice.
Harsh. Live with that. No, good film though. Good film. We need more like that. But I think what you're saying is it done before. If you break it down at a basic level, it kind of is, to an extent.
Well, it is a total, you know what I mean? Jump because, scare film, but
because you're always like, no, I don't mean that. I mean, like, you're always sort of like, if you know the killer's in the house, it's sort of like, don't make any noise. So it's sort of been like there, but it's not the same.
I've never been to a film that's been that quiet where people have literally just stopped eating what they've got because you can hear people's stomachs rumble.
That was the good part. I said that to my mate. I says this could potentially get ruined if people are noisy and stuff. But the whole place sort of there was a there's always a couple laughing and things because they don't know how to deal with fear. They just laugh. But that would have ruined it. But it made it good because it was kind of quiet though as well. Mm-hmm. I think I left that a week or two. It was out. I think opening night
it was quite busy.
It's going to be busy.
And I went. This week I went.
I think 3D might have been cool. I
went 2 days ago
as well.
For it was that available in 3D?
No, it wasn't. But I'm just saying that if they could have somehow done that, because you'd be so immersed.
Mm.
We still need proper 3D at cinema. We're not getting proper goggles like VR and all that. That'd be
no.
You'd be scared.
Yeah, I was already scared enough. I don't need that.
You'd be worse. Your Fitbit would break. It would just go, just fall off your wrist. I seen Rampage as well, actually.
Did you? I've not seen it. Is it good?
It was all right.
Is it just a typical rock film?
I kind of thought that, but No. Did you like Godzilla?
I've not seen it.
With Gareth Edwards?
No, not Gareth Edwards. I know I should have seen that. Of course, Gareth Edwards was at my graduation. But
Monster movie. It felt like a monster movie. Mm-hmm.
Well, essentially it is.
But in a good way, obviously there was a couple of cheesy bits and stuff, but I don't know, it was good. Mm. It was all right. I actually went in thinking, this will be, another rock film, and he does the kind of look, with eyebrows, and he's got sunglasses on, and he's looking all muscly. But it had a lot of heart in it as well, and then it had a wee bit of horror as well.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Mm. Something I'll definitely keep an eye out for. But what we'll do is we'll start to bring things to a close.
Digress. We'll hit all our Infinity War points, definitely. I agree with a lot.
We'll bring it to a close into the fact of, Paul, what's your interesting fact of this week? Or whatever interesting thing you have for us.
Well,
seeing that last week's actually was factual.
Yes, it was real, if you actually bothered to Google it. This one, I think, ties into what we've been talking about. I think comic book fans, it's going to be no surprise.
Mm-hmm.
But maybe you're casual moviegoers or what, people like that might be interested to know that the Hulk was originally grey.
I think I know that.
I knew it, but I'm not showing off, but I knew it. It was when he was introduced, but then he became green, to compensate for the colour separations, the 60s limited technology and stuff. But it was originally grey. And Iron Man, if I remember correctly, it was gold.
Oh, really?
As well. And that was a nod to that in the original film, I think. Mm-hmm. When he had the crude suit, the first suit. So there you go.
Interesting.
And obviously Thor with his winged hat and, all that kind of stuff.
So he was originally grey and now he's green.
Yeah. But they've done it. They have went back, though, I think, in the later years and done Grey Hulk, Red Hulk, that is kind of stuff as well.
She-Hulk.
Just imagine how that would look, though.
Mm-hmm.
And, with Grey Hulk on the screen. That would be so weird. Because the green's so iconic.
Mm. See, if what I said is true and the surviving Avengers have to sacrifice themselves to bring the others back, do you think that they would bring a She-Hulk in? I would like to see it just to see people go, your right wing nuts go, no, we don't need women in films.
What would be the direct correlation, though?
Maybe
did he fade?
Yeah, no, he's still alive. But that's what I was saying. The survivors.
You mean
to sacrifice themselves. That's what I was saying. If that was the case, they could bring Would you call her?
Oh, you just gave me an idea there.
Would you call her Liv Tyler?
Mm-hmm.
She was in it, wasn't she? She
was in. But that was the Norton one.
It was still part of the MCU. They might bring her back and she could be She-Hulk.
Interesting.
Or maybe in the death of...
I think they would go new, though. They would go like an unknown actor, maybe.
Maybe that now that Bruce is back with Natasha,
That was odd, that scene.
Maybe they'll go, oh no, the end of the world, let's have sex, and then she ends up pregnant, but then the world saves and she has a little green baby. But
is this even possible?
I don't know.
In your mind it is.
And then there's some sort of gamma radiation that makes it age, and then you get She-Hulk. I don't know. I think I'm just rambling there. But I think we should just call it time. Well, we will wrap it up. If you do want to email in with your thoughts, you can email jamie@plusspecialguest.co.uk. If you just email in whatever, you can tweet us at PSGpod. We're on Facebook, just Plus Special Guest. We're on Instagram as at PSGpod. Paul, what's your links again?
Abbey View Studio on Twitter. Abbey View Studios on Facebook. And Abbey View Studios on Instagram. Send us hate mail as well. The more the merrier. We like constructive criticism.
Anyway, catch you later. Bye.